Hi, I'm Marcy Marcusa, and you're listening to CBC. Muxi Adam is a former Somali refugee who came to Canada at the age of 16 to start a new life. He now considers it his job to help other refugees in Africa. In 2008, Muxi and two other former African refugees started an organization called Humankind International. The organization raised money to start the first ever preschool in the largest refugee camp in Kenya. By June of this year, he hopes to have 150 children enrolled, but the need is much higher. There are over 100,000 kids in the camp who are the right age for preschool. So Muxi is working to raise more money so more children can attend. Muxi was recently in Kenya to open the preschool, and he's my guest today. What motivated you to open this school, Muxi?
Well, I think I was just responding to what the community wanted, and I think, you know, listening to the people, what they want, and just being able to provide that, I think, is just a tremendously good feeling. When we did the need assessment in back 2008, I had a different plan. I was trying to help youth because that's the only way, or the only thing that I knew very well, is to work with youth, and I was trying to do something for the youth. And then I listened to the community's needs and what they wanted, and it was completely the opposite. They wanted something for preschoolers because there was none at all, and I was quite shocked.
What kind of a difference do you hope that at least giving some of these kids a school experience will make in their life?
Well, like, you know, I think it's going to make a big difference. You know, simple reason is that, you know, education is, you know, for all. And education provides kids with, you know, opportunities that otherwise that wouldn't exist. And I think that is the same reason why we send all our children here to go to school and learn, is because they are the future of tomorrow and they are an investment. And I think when we provide some sort of education for these kids in refugee camp, you know, especially in this critical age where they are so active, when they want to learn and their, you know, brain is developing and they are young. And I think just to expose that some sort of structure and stability with the good nutrition, with sense of, you know, love and a caring environment, mm-hmm. and when you provide that, it will just help them, you know, have a better future.
How have you been raising the money, Muxi, here?
I've been going to different schools. I've been going to, you know, events. We're just raising, you know, we have a June 20 dinner, World Refugee Day dinner. And this is the kind of thing that we've been doing as a fundraiser.
Really grassroots?
Just the grassroots. We haven't got any grant or anything like that. But our goal is just to, you know, people touch, you know, connect to people, because, you know, there are a lot of good people in Winnipeg that really want to make a difference. And when they see it, you know, that they can help and they can contribute, I think that's what, you know, what makes us unique in our province, is that we're generous people. We like to help because we know that when we help one kid, we're helping the whole community in general.